Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Is Cinderella dead? I'm looking for Cinderella and I can't find her. I'm not necessarily complaining, but a lot of those top seeds advanced in the NCAA college basketball tournament. And if you hear me talk on Russo and Rizzo from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. every, you know, Monday through Friday, myself, Mike Rizzo, and Colin Russo, I'm not the guy who's like fishing for an upset in the NCAA tournament, but wow, not a lot of 14, 13, 15, 13. There have been a lot of 12s. Two 12s won. You know, the 12 versus 5, the popular matchup, but not a lot of Cinderella. Welcome on in, folks, to Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo and my good pal Damian Perez, as always, on the ones and twos behind the glass and helping me co-host. This is the NCAA first week tournament edition. This is the first week tournament edition of Tailgate. We also have some NFL news, too. We'll touch later on in the show. Aaron Rodgers officially taking a visit to Pittsburgh and Jameis Winston getting signed by the New York Giants in the Big Apple. That is it's a whole lot to unpack with what the Giants are doing there. But I did want to start with a little college basketball because that's my big takeaway. My big takeaway is that the 13s of the world, the 14s, the 15s, and the 16s that we've kind of seen in years past have not been able to get over that hurdle. And even the sense of like 10 seeds, 11 seeds, a lot of the favorites made it out. And Damian, I'm all here for it. I want to see the best
teams. That was my bracket.
I want to see the best teams. I want to see the high seeds compete at a high level and especially into that second weekend. Now, the first 2 days are the best days of the NCAA tournament. The first 2 days are the best days of the tournament. It's kind of sad when we get to this Saturday and, you know, to open up the curtain a little bit. Damian, I barely, like, outside of Colin and I streaming the games while doing the show, the only games I realistically got to watch were like the games at 8 o'clock when I'd get home from the gym after working out. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't necessarily locked in because of work obligations, but we were streaming them. We had them on in the background. And it's always sad when the first 2 days go and pass. It's like, oh, we don't get that again for another 365 days.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, many would say that day one of the tournament is the best day of the year, you know, to just immerse yourself in all the games. You know, everywhere you look, there's a game going on, and there's different matchups, different narratives. So, I mean, I totally get it. Luckily, I had the setup here in the studio with the TV.
Yeah, oh,
YouTube
yeah.
TV, the quad box.
You were set, man. You were set. Now, Colin and I were on remote 4 days. I think we were in studio 1 day. We were on remote 4 days. So, you know, we had the last week to plan
those remotes. Huh?
Partner, we love being on remote, but we had the laptop set up. We had the phone set up. But, you know, we're doing a radio. We're doing live radio. Like, we can't really lock in and watch these games. Yeah, we can't really lock in and watch these games. Now, this was the first year, and this isn't me complaining. This was the first year where I wasn't able to finagle it to be on my couch on Thursday and Friday. And this is how I did it in Peoria. So opening up the curtain, opening up the Wizard of Oz curtain a little bit more. My former boss in Peoria, Scott Heckathorn, great guy. Him and I kind of ran the sports station. You know what I mean? He was technically the PD, but I was basically his assistant. And I would make sure we carried the NCAA games.
Oh yeah, you got to.
I would make sure that we didn't have shows that day and that we just played the games.
Almost like a national holiday kind of thing.
Right, right. And I was also promotions director of my sports station at the time, 101.1 Peoria Sports Radio, Fox Station, and then two music stations, a KISS station and an alternative rock WWCT station. And I remember I would tell all my part-timers and people that I managed, listen, not today. Like, if you need something, my assistant was Ben. I'm like, you reach
out to
them.
Pretend I'm on PTO.
I said, this day, these 2 days, just leave me alone. I two rules really in Peoria. That March Madness the 3 years I was there.
And I'm sure the week before, the week prior, you kind of like managed everything.
Oh,
so
dude,
you had everything done and clear for those 2 days.
I honestly thought it was a month. For a full month, I was preparing for those 2 days and being able to do it. But this was the first year I was unable to, you know, not finagle my way. I told you my high school story, right? My friend Brooke Sugar, she would write us notes, and she was a master at like voice mimicking and whatever. And she would like pretend to be my friend and John Weiser's mom on the phone.
Oh yeah, and forge
and
notes.
Yes. So like we'd get out of class.
Great friend.
Oh, she was awesome. Brooke was the best. But that's how far back this thing goes. And to the point where in middle school,
very strategic.
Correct. And in middle school, I would beg my mother to just let me take off. You know what I mean? So
I could see why you're struggling this year.
Exactly. March Madness is certainly something that I've always been in front of the TV. Now, the funniest part was telling Colin Russo that he wasn't going to be allowed to be in front of the TV and why he was hysterical. Yeah. Colin was an absolute hoot. And listen, he worked hard. This isn't me saying he wasn't working harder. Colin's a really hard worker, guys. Like, one of the hardest I know.
This is Colin's. This is a Super Bowl.
Exactly. Seeing Colin not be able to be in front of the TV with these games, I thought I was bad until I met my partner.
I mean,
honestly,
out of everybody I know, I think Colin is the one to know the most about every single team in this March Madness tournament.
It was so funny, Damian, too. Because like I said, I thought I was the one that was going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm not
Someone
in front
beat
of the
you
TV.
Out.
He beat me out on that. And, you know, that's why we're two peas in a pod. You know, Colin and I are two peas in a pod for a reason.
It's crazy that you say that. I mean, because if you listen to your shows live, you wouldn't even think that you guys were like, you know, quote unquote upset that you were missing the March Madness.
No. And listen, like I said, we were streaming the games. Like, it's not like, we knew what
was
going on.
It
was
just a different way of experiencing March Madness.
We knew what was going on. It's just that, you know, we weren't able to watch. Like,
you weren't on the couch. Yes. Submerged into the couch.
Correct. To be 100% locked in. But folks, 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. What's been your favorite game of the tournament? I started the show by saying, you know, Cinderella, where are you? Where's that glass slipper? Listen, I love me some Princess Cinderella.
I mean, McNeese. All right.
Cinderella's a good-looking girl.
McNeese,
but all I'm saying is, who is the biggest Cinderella out there, Damian?
I would have to go with McNeese.
McNeese?
12 seed. And they take on Purdue today.
Can I say something? They had no business winning that Clemson game. And I'm honestly angry they won that Clemson
game. Well, the second half, yeah.
Clemson scored 56 points in the second half and lost the game.
13 in the first half.
My God, shame on Clemson. They score 56 points in the second half. And if they would have went on that run 60 seconds, 70 seconds earlier, they win the game. They needed probably, realistically, Clemson needed about 75 more seconds in that game.
But we can say that McNeese was sort of, in a way, battle-tested, because if they just blew him out, you know, we could say that it was just...
Damian, they stink. They stink, and you know it.
They face adversity, and they overcame
it. They scored 13 points. Clemson scored 13... I mean, McNeese scored 31 points in the first half. It sounded like they were burning down the nets.
What was the box score for McNeese in the second half?
38. Dude, they scored 31 in the first half compared to Clemson's 13. So
was it a case of Clemson missing shots or McNeese just playing great defense in the first half and kind of fading in the second?
It was Clemson missing shots and turning the ball over at an incredible rate. We were at the 7-minute timeout, the 6-minute, 7-minute timeout. Clemson was 4-19 from the field with 10 turnovers. There was 7 minutes left to play in the first half. They were 4-19 with 10 turnovers. I mean, talk about playing the worst you could possibly play. That was the worst half out of any team in the NCAA tournament this year. SIU Edwardsville, who arguably was the worst 16 seed, in my opinion, getting blown out by Houston by 38 points. Let's even go to yesterday. Mount St. Mary's, who lost by 43. They were down by 50. Damien, they were down by 50 at one point. They scored 28 points and 21 points at half. Clemson scored 13. They lost by 43 points. And Clemson scores 13 points in the first half. I don't even think it's an argument that McNeese does not belong there. They're going to get blown out today. They are going to get, I mean, I say that. Purdue doesn't blow teams out. And listen, I love Painter.
I love Painter.
Matt Painter gets a lot of heat. Oh, he's a choker. He's this and that. Matt Painter went to a national championship last year and has taken Purdue, and turned it into one of the most, one of the best Big Ten basketball schools and prominent basketball schools in the country.
They produced some great NBA talent. Jaden Ivey, Zach Edey.
I mean, yeah. Painter gets a lot of heat. A lot of people, especially in my friend group, they call him a choker. I don't know. I think Matt Painter's a pretty good coach. They don't blow teams out. So I can see McNeese, like that
sticking
six,
around.
That 6.5. Like, I can see Purdue winning by like 7 or 8. And it's like McNeese is flirting with getting back into the game the whole game. So, but they're not, that team stinks. Clemson, I can't say they deserved it because 13 points in the first half, you deserve to be at home. But to turn it around.
It's impressive to score 54 and a half.
56, Damian. 56 and a half. To turn around and put up 56 points. They needed 70 more seconds in that game. Oh, that's probably, but yeah, to your point, McNeese, I mean, the highest seed we have today is a 12. And then let's fast forward to tomorrow.
We got an 11 seed that also won. They beat Missouri. I think it was Drake, if I'm not
mistaken. Yeah, Drake. We'll get to Drake. But yeah, Dame, 12 seeds are the highest. Colorado State.
They had it, man. Colorado State.
They're 12.
Colorado State won. That's right.
So Colorado State and McNeese are the highest seeds right now that are left around. 888-760-3776. What has been your reaction to the NCAA tournament? What have been your favorite games? I got to give my favorite game. There's been a couple for me, Damian. I loved that UConn game last night. I thought that was end-to-end stuff. I thought, you know, with Jeremiah Fears, I was really worried. And how about UConn covering, man? They are a cover. UConn, so Colin and I do picks of the weekend where we compete against each other. Colin took Troy. Because I swear the kid was just trolling me because I'm a Kentucky basketball fan. Kentucky blew the doors off of him in the second half and covered the spread. So Colin lost. And I took his Huskies. I took Colin's team and UConn covered. They covered the 5.5. They won by 8.
And we've been saying this about UConn. You know, UConn is a team that they made it as an 8 seed into the tournament. And that's the team that nobody wants to run into if you're like that number 1-2 seed. You don't want to run into UConn.
And guess who has UConn beating the 1 seed on their bracket?
Oh, no.
I do.
Oh, boy.
I have Dan Hurley shocking the world and beating the Florida Gators.
Did you watch the Gators yesterday?
Yeah, the second half was ugly, if I'm being honest.
I feel like the Gators are just miles ahead of every other
team. Scored 93 points, but if I'm being honest, I thought they could have, and granted, I was doing play-by-play. Shout out to Best of the Palm Beaches basketball tournament with ESPN West Palm and Perseverance. Had a great time calling the game. But Cade Chumsland, my on-site producer, good friend and co-host here at ESPN West Palm, he had the games up for me. And I kept looking over. I thought Florida played bad in the second. It's hysterical I'm saying this. I thought they played bad in the second half. They scored 93 points, and I'm saying they played bad in the second half. But I think against a good team.
Yeah, against a good team.
I think that UConn can win that game. And naturally, I put it on my bracket. And then do you want to know what other game I'm on? Dame, I'm on Auburn losing today. I'm on Creighton.
Creighton's sneaky.
I like Creighton.
I actually had Creighton losing first round to Louisville, first game of the tournament.
Yeah, a lot of people did. A lot of people really liked that that Louisville team.
But Auburn, I mean, to your point, Auburn, they started off the season looking like the team that nobody was going to touch. And in the last,
they were licking their wounds,
They kind of faded.
The last four games of the season, they were licking their wounds. And it was like a 4 or 5 point game against a 16 seed going into the second half and halftime. But Bruce Pearl and the Tigers were able to figure things out and ultimately get the win. And, you know, no shocker there. It was a 16 seed. You expect Purdue to win that game. But I do think Creighton is a team that is, you know, They're old. They got the talent. I think the Big East is...
They know how to play the tournament, too.
Exactly. And the Big East is one of those teams that... Or one of those conferences that you don't want to run into. If you don't play in the Big East... You know, Colin and I talked about this yesterday. If you don't play in the Big East, it's hard to kind of match up with these teams. It's hard to expect what's going to happen. And I think this is the perfect storm to beat Bruce Pearl. I do. I think they're well, Creighton's well coached with McDermott. They got their senior leader, the Neal kid. It is absolutely insane. I think this is the game. I think this is the big upset. This is the first one seed to go down. And then I think tomorrow Florida goes down. So it's a tall task. If this happens for my bracket, Dame, I'm in the driver's seat. Let's put it that way.
UNC. You had UNC. I had him in
the Sweet 16. The fact of the matter is, on my bracket, I have all of my Elite Eight teams and I have all my Final Four teams.
Did you happen to watch the ending of that UNC game?
They could have came back, but I think they pulled it to within two points, if I'm mistaken. No one. I don't think anyone thought they were going to win the game.
I mean, they were down 20 in the second half. Like, I feel like it's best that you didn't watch the comeback just to see them lose. I mean, I feel like it would have gave you the false hope.
Yeah. Damien, you were producing our show yesterday. I was all done with
it. Yeah, you were done.
I told Colin to turn it off.
You said it in the first half.
They were down 14 points before you could say go. I wanted to say turn that you-know-what off. I did turn that off. I can't watch that. Hubie Davis, turn it off.
I don't understand how UNC, you know, they talked a lot of nonsense coming into the tournament. You play the first game against San Diego. You look like a team who belongs, who can make it far in the tournament. And then you just absolutely just flare out.
Well, the ACC
against Ole Miss.
The ACC outside of Duke was shambolic. I think that's one thing that we could take to the bank. Who's left? Who's left in the ACC outside of Duke?
Yeah, Louisville's gone.
They're all gone. The Duke's the only ACC team left. I mean, I want to make sure I'm fact checking myself
here.
You
might be right.
But I'm looking at the Saturday slate. I don't see an ACC team. I'm looking at Sunday. Okay, I see Duke. No one else. Duke is the last of the ACC. Clemson, Louisville, North Carolina,
and
all out.
And with Duke, I mean, it's safe to say Cooper Flagg is 100%. I mean, he did not look like someone who was bothered by an ankle in that first game.
Baylor will be interesting.
They're always a tough out.
This game's on Sunday. The only reason I say it's going to be interesting for Duke, Damian, Jeremy Roach, point guard for Baylor, played at Duke for like 3 years.
Revenge game?
Maybe. But, I mean, Duke is more talented. Duke has the better team. And this is an 11.5-point spread for a reason, but we'll see. The games today, folks, McNeese and Purdue. Damian is saying McNeese is probably the biggest Cinderella left. I would probably agree. A 12 seed is, in my opinion, hardly a Cinderella. That's why I started the show. Is Cinderella, you know, where is she? Where is that glass slipper? She's not here. Cinderella did not show up to the dance.
And with
this year.
The transfer portal, you would have thought that some of these lower seeds would have had a better chance than in past years, assuming they can, you know, they have access to these talents and stuff. But unfortunately, I mean, no.
To play devil's advocate, I think the transfer portal makes it easier for these top teams because they got more money. They're able to throw more money at the kids. And that's what I think is happening here. And, you know, Dame, with Cinderella, you know, she didn't get into the pumpkin.
No investors.
The bippity boppity boo. We didn't get the fairy godmother this year. And I'm not complaining. I can't. Listen, I love Cinderella, the movie, and the Disney movie, and the princess. She's a great girl, all right? But as far as this tournament, I'm all good, mate. I'm all good. I'm all good on. And I know people got angry with me. People got angry with me because I don't like Cinderella. But you got to realize my where I'm coming from here, all right? I'm a Kentucky basketball fan and an Ohio State football fan. Now, Kentucky basketball, I'm an absolute fair weather. You can make fun of me for that. I like Kentucky hoops because my uncle took me to games when I was younger, okay? That's like, you know, the Tubby Smith era and the Billy Gillespie era, okay, before Calipari.
That's like a nostalgic thing.
Exactly. And yeah, Ohio State, Mingy, I'm from Ohio. I went to Ohio State, so like, yeah, I don't want any slander there. But Kentucky, sure. You got to realize I root for Blue Bloods in both of the sports. So like when I see an upset, and Kentucky, how many times has Kentucky been upset in the last 2 years? Jack Golke last year, and that loser coach for St. Peter's 3 years ago. So like, I'm good. I'm all good, dude. I'm all good, man.
It's safe to say you're not a fan of Cinderella.
I'm all good, dude. Like I said, she's a great girl. I love them. I love her movie. I love the Disney movie. She's a great girl. But as far as, you know, the teams, I'm all good. I'm all good, man.
I mean, it makes sense after you saying you're a Kentucky fan because, like you said, you've gone through some pretty devastating losses with that franchise.
Damien, I'm all done. St. Peter's and that coach. Oh, God. I couldn't watch the tournament. Jack Golke last year making 15 three-pointers. I mean, I'm probably overreacting.
That was Oakland, right?
Yeah, I Wofford. I call him Wofford.
It was Oakland, but they got
the
black and gold.
I call him Wofford because you know I refuse to acknowledge that we lost to. And listen, rest in peace to Matthew Perry. I love Friends. I'm a big Matthew Perry fan. By the way, an underrated Matthew Perry movie is Almost Heroes with Chris Farley. You'll be peeing your pants laughing if you watch it. But Jack Golke looked like, I was texting my friends. He looked like, but his face, he looked like Matthew Perry. I said, boys, they're going to lose to Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry is going to hit 10 3-pointers and we're going to lose. And happened.
That was an unreal performance.
And my friends kept going, Mike, it's not going to last all game. It's not going to last all game.
Sure enough.
It lasted all game with Jack Golke.
And he had a pretty good second game, like follow-up game right after that too, right? Not to that level, but he still showed up.
Wofford still went home. Folks, let's take a timeout. 888-760-3776. If you got a take on the NCAA tournament, you know, I started the show. Where's Cinderella? I'm not complaining that Cinderella isn't here, but the highest seed we have in the second round is a 12 seed. And we're going to continue to speculate. But I think outside of which one of the 12s? I mean, I don't think Colorado State beats Maryland. And I don't think McNeese wins today. So
Maryland looked good.
That's what I mean. 81-39, they won their game. I can't say I'm confident in Colorado State heading into that matchup. So 888-760-3776. Give me your thoughts on not a lot of Cinderella teams being in round two coming up Saturday and Sunday. And then give us your favorite game so far of the weekend. The St. Mary's Vanderbilt game was a really good game. I like the UConn-Oklahoma game. 888-760-3776 is that number to call on in. Want to give my good friends at Hard Rock Bet a nice shout out. Folks, download that Hard Rock Bet app today, and it is legitimately the best time to get started on Hard Rock with the NCAA tournament. They got boosts. They got profit boosts for the tournament. Download the Hard Rock Bet app today. I'm 500 on the tournament. I actually did turn a profit yesterday with UConn being able to cover. And if you were watching that UConn and Oklahoma game, that was a back-and-forth affair. UConn did not solidify the cover until 20 seconds left in the ballgame when they were shooting free throws. So I'm 500 dead down the middle and up in money after the UConn game. Download that app and get in front of the crowd and make some money with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and physically present in the state of Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you're concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. That is 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Later on in the show, Damien Perez and I will do our parlay of the weekend. We don't have Damien and I don't have our league soccer. We have international soccer, but we are going to be betting on NCAA games on today's slate in the round of 32 and tomorrow's slate in the round of 32. Stay with us right here on Saturday Tailgate.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
We're into the round of 32 and Cinderella is missing. 888-760-3776 is that number to get on in to Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. We got you all the way until 10 a.m. today. The highest seed in these games, Saturday and Sunday, is 12. McNeese State is going to be facing off today against Purdue and Matt Painter. And then tomorrow, you got Colorado State going up against Maryland. And I like the chances of Purdue and Maryland more than the 12. So 888-760-3776. Give us your take on Cinderella being missing from the round of 32. My take, you know, I love Cinderella. I think she's a really good actress. I really liked her Disney movie. I think she's a great girl, but I'm cool on her on the tournament. Or I'm all good. I like that the chalk is here. And I want to see the best matchups and the best teams. And, you know, you got New Mexico. Granted, if New Mexico wins, my bracket's done, Damian, because I have Michigan State to the Final Four. They're a 10 seed. Arkansas is there. Granted, if Calipari and Arkansas wins, my bracket is done because I have St. John's to the Final Four. So Drake is there. They got Texas Tech. Now, I have Texas Tech to the Sweet 16. I wouldn't, you know, obviously you don't want to lose Sweet 16 teams, but I could afford it. I got a rule with the bracket, D. If you got your Final Four intact and your championship game intact, you're never out of it. And if you have your Elite Eight, you are, you know, you're golden. If you have Elite Eight, Final Four, and championship game all there, you're going to be in the money.
Yeah, and
for your bracket.
And if you're on the application, on the ESPN application, and looking at your bracket, the important metric is that max number. If that max number is higher than everybody else's, but you're finding yourself in that sixth position, that's okay because you can still make up room. That means you still got the heavy hitters. And like you said, Elite Eight, Sweet 16, Final Four, those are still intact. And that's what's important with these brackets.
Now, this is where we find out, you know, who's going to be around, though, the round of 32. The fact of the matter is this. I have 2-1 seeds going down this weekend. Is that going to happen? Probably not. But if it does happen, Damian, I am positioned. And
probably in the 1% of the nation at that point.
That's how I strategically planned my bracket out. The one seeds I have going deep, Duke and Houston. I have Houston going to the Elite Eight and losing to Kentucky. Probably not going to happen. Like, I knew going into this that Kentucky wasn't very good. And that putting them in the Final Four was a fool's bet. But I'm a Kentucky fan, so, like, you know, as we say on Russo and Rizzo, that was an emotional gamble, and usually those don't pay off. But I think Duke, Michigan State, and St. John's really have a realistic chance of getting to the Final Four. But I have Houston in the Elite Eight, and I have Duke winning the whole bracket. So I have a one seed in the Final Four and winning the whole bracket. I have a one seed going to the Elite Eight. And then the other one seeds, the SECs of the world, the Auburn and the Florida, I have Auburn losing because Bruce Pearl is a known choker, okay? And then I have Florida losing because I knew everyone was going to roll with Florida after they won the SEC championship. I knew everyone was going to go with the hot team and the hot hand of Florida, who just put up 93 points in their game last night. So that's, that. You know, we talk about metrics, you talk about the potential points. That's what I was looking at. I was looking at who is everyone going to be taking. All right, everyone's going to be taking Duke, and everyone's going to be taking Florida. I'm going to hitch my wagon to Duke because I think Cooper Flagg is going to play, and I think what Duke looked like without Cooper Flagg to still be able to beat the likes of, you know, Louisville and company in the ACC tournament, I really did think it was a good gamble to have. So I don't know. I'm not mad about it, and then it gives me something fun to root for. You know, it gives me Creighton. I am a big fan, not that I'm a big fan of Creighton, but like I think Creighton is very root. Or you could root for him, you know. I think they've been waiting to break through in the tournament.
They kind of have that underdog aura,
right? And I know they went deep in the tournament a few years ago, but I think they are a team who could really do get some man. But they're not a 9 seed. Let's make one thing clear.
Yeah,
they're better than a 9
seed.
That's
a similar situation as UConn being the 8 seed.
They are a lot better than a 9 seed. And I thought Louisville should have been better than an 8, but they didn't play up to that standard. And you mentioned UConn as well. After watching UConn, I'm a little weary, honest to God. I'm a little wearied. I thought they covered the spread. Like, why am I angry?
UConn is well coached.
It's not that I'm angry, Damian. I thought that they would kind of blow the doors off of Oklahoma a bit. Maybe that was me being unrealistic and not respecting Oklahoma as a team. But I thought that they would play a little better against Oklahoma. You know, I'm a little worried for that. I mean, Florida's good, man. I don't know. After watching that game, I don't know if they could beat Florida.
UConn is there. What they have going for them is Dan Hurley. You know, they're well coached because they lost a lot of important players to the draft. You know, one being Stephon Castle.
A lot of players
that were key to them. And both the runs, you know, because they're on a back-to-back. They're reigning back-to-back champions right now.
Yeah,
just a lot of key players that they've lost, and they're kind of just making up for it. And overall, they're a well-coached team that play good basketball, but they're not going to blow anybody out.
UConn, certainly a fun team to watch. I'm looking forward to this Creighton and Auburn game. Let's go through the slate today. Starting with your 12-10, McNeese and Purdue. McNeese and Purdue. It is your first game at 12-10. You got Arkansas and St. John coming up at 2:40. and Michigan and Texas A&M at 5:15. All right, let's pause there because let's open. I guess this is the saying of the show. Let's open up the Wizard of Oz curtain real quick of the life of Mike Rizzo. Damian, after the show, I'm getting my hair cut at 10:30, and then I'm gonna be home probably 12 o'clock. Probably get home around noon, and I'm probably gonna go to the gym. I shouldn't go to the gym because I played Theo Dorsey one-on-one and my body is screaming at me to probably rest on the couch.
You beat Theo Dorsey. Don't be humble here.
Okay. All right.
You beat Theo Dorsey in a one-on-one after he was talking a lot of crap. So
yeah.
Let's say it straight here.
I appreciate you having my back, Damian, but my body is screaming at me today. And I told you in the break, I messed up my neck mid-segment. I was looking at you and all of a sudden, that's how you know you're getting.
That's the worst. Honestly, those neck kinks are the worst because you kind of get like stiff and you have to turn your entire body to look to one side.
Dame, the problem is I don't know how to fix it now.
You can't. Like, you got to deal with it.
I thought a good crack might fix it, but it's not. But yeah, regardless, my body's aching, but I'm still going to go to the gym. The point I was trying to make, we have our top 63 event today where we honor the top 63 high school basketball players. It's going to be a great time. We were all, myself, Colin Russo, our content director, Brian Rowitz, B-Man, I'm sorry, Theo Dorsey. We were all delivering top 63 invites all around. Partner, I went to Glades. I went to the Muck. I drove an hour and 10 minutes to deliver an invitation.
You left Florida. No, just kidding.
I drove an hour and 10 minutes to deliver an invitation, and listen, it was awesome. I had a good time talking to Coach Pringle and my good friends over there at Glade Central. Oh my God. And but we got to be there at 3 o'clock. And the games I'm not going to be able to watch. And actually, who am I kidding? Russo's going to have every single game up. But Michigan and Texas A&M, Drake and Texas Tech, Creighton and Auburn. And that's, I wish Creighton and Auburn was the 9. You know what I mean? The latest game we have is 9:40. I wish that game was 9:40 because we're probably going to be leaving top 63 at 10 o'clock. I'm probably going to be there from
after
3.
After breaking everything down, sure.
3, it's going to be a 3 to 10 o'clock affair. And I'm going to miss all the games, Dame.
And those are probably, those are like
Dame, if I, listen.
But I'm sure, I mean.
Listen, hang on,
you said it. Colin's not going to miss these games.
But my obligations, I got to be up on
right,
stage.
You won't be able to pay attention.
Like, partner,
thing.
I got to be up on stage in front of 100 people.
So
at
you
this
can't
event.
Even sneak the phone, have you.
Dame, there's
going to
be, putting this in perspective, we invited 63 players. They all have plus fours.
Oh, no.
Not to mention the coaches. I gave ADs the invitations as well. I took 3 invitations with me at a time. They get a plus four. Be 150, 160 people at this event.
But then again,
I'm gonna be on stage. I'm gonna be on stage with Theo. And like I said, guys, this is a fantastic event. This is a great chance for Colin and I. And Colin and I are new. This is a great chance for Colin and I to get our names out there and to get in front of people. Like, I understand all of it. Why does it have to be on the NCAA tournament? Oh my God, I am I'm distraught that I'm not gonna be able to watch these. And Dame, as I said, the theme of the show is opening up the Oz curtain. Opening up the Oz curtain. Inter Miami's on a bye. We don't have a game this weekend.
This was the weekend.
I thought my great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ up in heaven, I thought he opened up the white pearly gates
lining.
For Mike Rizzo to watch the round of 32. Not quite.
But if it makes you feel better, a lot of the people who you will be around are probably going to be playing in this tournament in a few years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that if you
that's
look at
my
it from
saving
that
grace.
Perspective, I mean, it's pretty.
That's my saving grace.
It's cool to remember the names, just remember the names. And in a few years say, hey, I emceed that event.
And good news, at least in my opinion, Sunday's the better slate.
Yeah, absolutely. You got UF and UConn.
UConn, UF right off the bat at 12:10. You got Baylor and Duke at 2:40. You got Illinois, the Fighting Illini, against my Kentucky Wildcats. How about that, Damian? So I told you Peoria, we were home of the Illini. One of my great friends and mentors in this world, Jim Mattson, who I did a show with for 3 years in Peoria. Shout out to you, Jimmy. Big. He went to Illinois. He turned me into an Illini basketball fan, honest to God. I root for Illinois basketball.
They had a great win last night.
And they play Kentucky. So, like, all my Peoria people are texting me this morning. Oh, my God, we got our matchup, Riz. You know, I can't believe this. Like, so, you know, they're all blowing me up this morning.
Wait, you're happy about that matchup?
I'm not. But I'm happy, like... I'm happy in a sense of the nostalgic of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I loved my time in Peoria. I loved those people to death in Peoria. Some of my core memories of me starting in the business are in Peoria with the Fighting Illini basketball team and Brad Underwood.
It probably sucks knowing that one of the two, unfortunately, got to go home.
Yeah, and like, I got to go with Kentucky. Like, you know, and my Peoria buddies, they'd be angry if I didn't want the Wild. You know what I mean? They know how big of a Wildcat
fan
I am. That'd
be switching up.
Exactly. They wouldn't respect if I wanted Illinois to win the game. But they know I have a tremendous soft spot for Illinois, and I always root for them when I can. But that's going to be fun. That's going to be a lot of fun for me.
So would you say it's a win-win for you if Illinois does knock out Kentucky?
It's not. It's not. I Kentucky needs to go deep in this tournament, Damian. After the
last 2 years.
Three. I mean, even the year they lost to Kansas State 2 years ago, I think in the round of 32, to not go to the Sweet 16, like, I don't know, man. They need to go on a run. But, yeah, continuing on that Sunday slate, St. Mary's and Alabama, I really do think that Alabama could be on upset watch after.
They did not look
I mean,
good.
Robert Morris, the 15 seed, gave him everything they had. Colorado State, Maryland, Ole Miss, Iowa State, Michigan State, and New Mexico. And then how about this? Oregon and Arizona would be two Pac-12 teams if the conference still existed. Excuse me. But Oregon, obviously, in the Big Ten, and Arizona now in the Big 12. So I do think Sunday has the best slate. But the games today, the matchup, the marquee matchup is St. John's and Arkansas because of the coaches. I love Coach Calipari, Damian. I think I want to be careful here. Calipari and Terry Francona, I think, are my favorite coaches of all time that I've seen, right? Francona with the Guardians, you know, we were in it every year. We should have won a World Series. Don't even get me started with 2016. He should have had a World Series. And then Calipari with Kentucky. Like, it's close to home with me because I'm a fan of both. But, like, Coach Cal is the absolute best. Six Final Fours, a national championship. Cal went to five Final Fours and won a national championship in 15 years at Kentucky. I mean, that is just some unreal statistics in the 15 years that he was there. And I was heartbroken when he left, but it was probably time. But Arkansas with Calipari and St. John's with Pitino, I think that's the marquee matchup of the day. I'm worried about Michigan. Listen to me. I have Michigan deep in my bracket, so I kind of need them to win. They're playing Texas A&M.
That's probably the closest game.
A&M's the favorite at 2.5. That I'm kind of, you know.
That's the SEC for you.
Like I said, this is the time, Damian. This is the time of the year where, this is the time in the tournament, rather, where we find out who's real and who's a Fugazi. And I'm wondering, a couple like Auburn, I need Creighton to beat Auburn. That's a tall task. Michigan to beat A&M. That's a tall task. And you know there's going to be an upset. We didn't get upsets in the round of 64. So you know there are probably going to be a couple upsets today. Do you want to know who could be on upset watch at 8:40 tonight? It's Houston. Houston and Gonzaga. Gonzaga is a tournament team. And
these eight seeds this year, it's like a year or two years ago, they were like 1 and 2 seeds.
Yeah, Gonzaga. Like, how about I went with Creighton over Auburn. I went with UConn over Florida. This is like the 1-8 seed that I didn't get. The two number one seeds that I have going deep, as I've already mentioned earlier segments, Duke and Houston. But, like, I had Gonzaga for a hot minute. I'm like, Damien, I have a rule. When I fill out my bracket, the first thing I write down is what I go with. And I wrote down Houston, but I looked back at it. I'm like, God, should I switch? I like this Gonzaga team, Mark Few, and I didn't switch. I kept with Houston. So I told myself, like, Houston is a team that usually gets to the second weekend. They might not get to the Final Four, but a Coach Sampson team is usually a team that gets to the final weekend and is able to overcome some adversity.
And,
so
and we've been saying this about Houston for what, like the past 3 years? Like, mm-hmm. When are they going to get one? They're so close. They show all season that they're a team to be, you know, considered as the candidates to win it all. But they always flare out, you know, deep into
Elite Eight. Like Elite Eight. Mm-hmm. Sweet 16 is usually when they lose. And I have them going to the Elite Eight, so we'll see how that goes. And a team that I could see having some trouble is Tennessee. I thought UCLA played pretty good in their first matchup. UCLA, in their, they won 72-47 against Utah State. Now, I want to make sure I'm correct on this. I believe Utah State, yeah, they're in the Mountain West. The Mountain West teams were shocking, Damian. Outside of Colorado State, every single Mountain West team lost. So if you faded the Mountain West in the first round outside of CSU, you know, you do have a lot of money. Folks, 888-760-3776. Let's take our final timeout of the show. Damian and I will build a parlay, an NCAA parlay, when we return, and we'll quickly touch on Aaron Rodgers and Jameis Winston on Saturday Tailgate with Mike Rizzo and Damian Perez. Stay with us.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
NCAA Tournament Edition of Saturday Tailgate, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez, taking you all the way up until 10 a.m. You can listen to us live on that ESPN app. Hit that app, go to the Listen Live tab, and scroll down to ESPN West Palm. Well, it is time to put together our parlay of the weekend. And Damian, I'll tell you what, I like three underdogs. I like three underdogs with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Folks, download that Hard Rock Bet app today and take advantage of the NCAA tournament. You got great profit boosts. You got great promotions going on with our friends at Hard Rock Bet. You get up to $100 back if your first bet doesn't hit. That is Hard Rock Bet, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and physically present in the state of Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888. Admit it. All right, Dame.
We're on a little streak.
I think the theme. I think the theme. Did we win our last one?
We did.
Yeah. We're hot.
Yeah.
We're hot.
Strike while the iron is hot.
How about that? Did we win our last one, Damien? Oh, yeah, Riz. We won our last one.
Just check your bank, check your balance.
So Drake plus +7. I like this for a number of reasons. I think Texas Tech probably wins the game, but Drake loves to slow things down. We saw it against Missouri. Who a team who likes to get out and run, a team who lives on the fast break. Drake was able to settle things down and get on and run their sets and slow the game down. I think they do the same thing against Texas Tech.
30-3, Drake.
Tech is another team who likes to kind of get on the run as well. Give me Drake plus +7. I love those odds. Next, we got to go with Creighton. I told you I have Creighton beating Auburn outright. I mean, plus +9 here, I think is free money.
A lot of points.
I think it's free money. I don't think it's a lot of points. I think it's free money. Now, that's your famous last words, right? It is free money, but plus +9, I love it. And then the next one, Dame, our next dog,
Michigan.
Yeah, plus +5, right? They're plus +5?
Plus three. I believe they opened plus +5 and have since moved to plus
+3. Yeah, I'm still taking three. I think they outright win as well. I have Michigan to the Elite Eight. I guess this isn't me. Listen, I'm fading the SEC. I know Texas Tech is Big 12, but I'm fading the SEC.
For you to
well.
Take Michigan, you got to really like it, being an Ohio State Buckeye fan.
I got to say, man, Michigan certainly, they're a good tournament team. I can't sit here and deny it. Like,
They're rolling.
They always go deep. You look at Michigan, I don't want to say they're a lock to get into the second weekend more often than not, but they really are, man.
And they really are. They've beat three very hot teams in a row: Maryland, Wisconsin, and UC San Diego. All three in a row, and all three teams are very hot. Maryland actually showed a great outing. I think they won by, I think it was like 25, almost 30.
Yep.
So I agree. Michigan is rolling right now. They're in a great moment, and they're up against a tough opponent, but we don't need them to win.
No.
We need them to cover three.
No, we need them to cover three. So that is our parlay. Damian Perez, one more time. Give us it.
Drake
plus +7.
Michigan plus +3. And the last one is Creighton plus +9 versus the number one seed Auburn.
Folks, if you want to tail us, download that Hard Rock Bet app today. Now, Damian and I, we are not professional gamblers, so let's pump the brakes a little
bit. Plus 596, by the way.
Yeah, but we did hit our last parlay, and it was Damn, our last parlay was soccer.
It was a mix of everything.
It was a mix of a little football. It was a mix of a little conference championship. We're hot for now. We're hot for now. Let's turn the page over to the NFL quickly. Damien, are you surprised that Aaron Rodgers met with the Pittsburgh Steelers for 6 hours and left without a contract?
Surprised? No. But Damien, do I find that insane? Yes.
6 hours.
What are you doing for 6 hours?
I have no idea.
But this is so on brand. Idea. It would have been on honestly strange if that contract was signed.
Damien, 6 hours though. Like I think he doesn't want to something like
he just likes the
attention. How do you meet with 6 hours and not have an answer?
I mean, it's hard for him to beat the accusations of just being very egotistical and just loving the headlines, loving the attention, because like you said, there's nowhere else where he would go. You know,
the Giants
just signed Winston. That was the other option.
He could still go to the Giants. Jameis, I got to say, listen, guys.
No, come on.
What is the obsession with Jameis Winston?
It's not so much what
is,
the obsession.
I don't understand. Like, people think Jameis Winston is a
you
starting
just love
quarterback.
To root for the guy. You love to root for the guy. That's
okay, but he's not going to get you. Jameis Winston isn't a franchise quarterback. He's not going to lead you to the playoffs.
I agree, but I don't think Winston and Rodgers is the recipe. I think it's a veteran quarterback, and you go and you draft another one.
Like, I respect Jameis. You know, he played for my team last year. But what did Jameis Winston, how many games did the Browns win last year? What draft pick do we have? We had the second pick. The guy started more than half the season.
He was better than Watson.
I mean, that's not, Damien, listen, brother, it's not breaking any world records here, my man. All right? Being better than Deshaun Watson isn't a big feat anymore. So, like, you know, apples to oranges here, right? The Giants, this Winston getting signed by the Giants is a lot like Justin Fields getting signed by the Jets.
You don't think Fields will be the starter?
He will, but like, it's not a needle mover.
It's a placeholder.
It's not a needle mover, and he's not a franchise. Both of these guys, and it hurts me to hear this about Fields.
I think Fields has a bit more upside.
I'm such a Fields guy being a Buckeye, but like, dude, this Jameis Winston doesn't move. 2 years, $8 million. I'm happy that Jameis is getting paid. Like I said, I like to root for Winston. But he's not going to win. He's not going to get you to the playoffs, and he's not a franchise quarterback. The Giants still need to figure out that position. And as far as the Aaron Rodgers, how do you meet with a team for 6 hours and not figure something out?
Unreal.
This isn't corporate America.
If like, I'm the Steelers, I signed Russell Wilson.
Like Dame, corporate America, you probably go through like two rounds of interviews. This is the National Football League, and the Steelers are desperate for a quarterback. Folks, you hear that music? That means it's time for me to go. Thank you to everybody who listened to Saturday Tailgate. Download that Hard Rock Bet app. We are powered by your good friends at Hard Rock. Sometimes friends have to go away, but a part of them stays with you forever. Remember that in this life. We will catch you all next week. Everyone enjoy the college basketball. Bye.